From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for U.S. President Barack Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit. Mr. Obama acknowledged the world remains imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons program and the possibility that the Islamic State could set off radioactive bombs. The two-day summit is aimed at keeping nuclear materials out of the hands of terrorist groups. VOA's White House correspondent Mary Elise Salinas is covering the event.
One of the key goals is to secure loose nuclear materials around the world. And there are still many sites, there are still many areas where those materials are not properly secured and vulnerable to theft. And one of the key questions being addressed today is making sure that people like terror groups are not able to get their hands on it, or other people who have some sort of malicious intention.
A suspected would-be suicide bomber detained last Friday in Cameroon is said not to be one of the more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted 2 years ago. The Nigerian government said the 12-year-old was abducted in Bama when it was overrun by the Sunni insurgent group a year ago. Amnesty International is accusing Qatar of using forced labor to build venues for the 2022 World Cup in what the group called a stain on world football. In a report released Thursday, the London-based organization said it interviewed 132 construction workers at the Khalifa International Stadium. All those interviewed reported abuse. Some workers lived in cramped and dirty living quarters and were not paid for months at a time. When they were compensated, it was often much less than originally promised. This is VOA News.